This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. We got 3 more days till Friday. Where's my song, baby? By Monday morning, I swear. Okay, I guess that's good enough.
We got 3 more days till Friday.
Every once in a while, I love hearing you sing. You know, we don't get to hear it as often. So.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, you got to hear it on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time.
Is that still posted?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Jeez. Oh. Makes it a
point. I am very.
You not keep that.
Specific.
You not save that.
That
make sure you delete it as soon as it's over.
Yep.
And then
don't
she just complains
it.
About it on a Monday morning so hard.
Well, it was. I mean, honest to God, Bryn, why what? 3 hours? We gotta quit while we're.
Everybody
ahead.
Had a great time.
Leave them wanting.
There was
more.
No disasters. I don't know why you beat yourself up.
Because
like
I'm sure there will be like, a disaster.
For some reason, you just can't let yourself have fun.
I can't. I don't. Know. It's just
fun.
Not my way. It's not
Nothing
my way.
Nothing bad happened. Everything worked out great.
Yeah, but it's you know. I don't, you know. I like to get lit around my friends. I don't know who's watching. Maybe the police are watching.
Right.
She is having way too much fun. The fun police will stop by my house. I'm sorry, Ms. Clark. You gotta knock that crap off. You're laughing very loudly. Oh, and I see you're slurring. That's no good.
And while we're here, we're going to need to see your butt.
Oh, all right, officer. I guess that makes sense. It is newly moisturized. All right. Well, you got your flashlights out so you can see it real good. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This COVID and election-free celebrity trash is brought to you by The Nest Audio from Google. This is the last week. This ends Friday the 13th. This is your last week to win your very own Nest Audio home speaker. Stream all your favorite music. Stream Alice all the live long day. And through Friday, if you listen at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll get a code word. Jane gives it to you. And then you text that to 20357. You've got a chance to win. Jane, she's got your code word.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
Thank you, Jane. Message and data rates apply, by the way. Don't blame us for that. That's on you. All right. We will begin with tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila. Elon Musk, a couple years ago, he was all, I'm going to release a, it was a, like an April Fool's Day joke in 2018. He's all, I'm going to have tequila and you're going to buy it. And everyone went, oh, ha, ha, ha. Well, apparently he started aging it right then because it's, he just released a tequila that is gone. You can't have it. It's not. It's already sold out. $250 a bottle. Yep.
I still see you cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt. The same one you wore when we were sky high.
There you go. That's not.
I like that song.
Me too. That's not their. That's not the Tesla brand. That's what it's called, by the way, Tesla Tequila. That's super
Everything
clever.
He puts that name on, he's sold.
Boom.
He sold surfboards, for crying out loud. And I was like, why would anybody buy a Tesla surfboard? It turns out he got a reputable shaper to make them, but everything he makes, what are those things? The
flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers sold.
Sold out immediately.
Yeah. Those are expensive, too.
I've got a story about, look, I think people just really have come to like these sort of one-offs in all different ways. I'll tell you a story about something Arby's released where I just went, Arby's? Sold
and people
out?
People are into it?
People like random one-off crap. So
he also said when he did the well, they really like the one-off stuff from Tesla, too, because I do think that that's, there's some lore there, you know, like,
sure,
like for you to have that. It's he filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the brand name Teslaquila, although it doesn't, I don't know if that ever got approved. And this does just say Tesla on it. This it's a lightning bolt. It's a beautiful bottle, actually. It has like a little stand. I don't know if they're all like that. They must be, though, right? It's got like a little stand on the bottom and the lightning bolt that contains the
if
Tesla.
If I paid, what is the bottle
$250
cost?
$250. Now it's way more. You can get them, but you got to get them on eBay. And
yeah, if I paid $250, I'd want the lightning bolt bottle.
Yeah, you want the whole thing. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know what the tequila's worth. He does, though, say that it's a small batch premium 100% de agave tequila añejo made from sustainably sourced highland and lowland agaves. It was aged for 15 months in French oak barrels. I didn't know you had
none of that means anything to me, but good for them. I mean, I don't know who these people are. Are they tech nerds that love him because he's a successful guy? They can't be people who just love tequila, because they'd be like, nah, I know what a good brand is, and that ain't that.
Well, how do you know? Tasting notes included dry fruit and light vanilla nose with a balanced cinnamon pepper finish, Vinny. That sounds amazing.
I don't believe anybody who does something once does it the best it can be done.
He also, I guess it's the bottle is hand blown. So my feeling is, because you were limited to buying two of these, so some people actually got two. I mean, to me, if I buy a bottle of Tesla tequila, it's like you said, or Teslaquila, whatever the hell he's calling
right.
it. That's a collector's item. That is why I bought it, right?
Right.
We're not drinking that. So I'll buy two bottles. I'll drink one of them, show everybody the empty bottle, and then keep the... Because that's going to be worth some money at some point, I think. Unless he does this all the time. They're just gone already.
All right.
Which is kind of a bummer. I would have bought a bottle of that. Resellers are flipping it. It's a huge markup on. Can you look on eBay and see what we can get a bottle of Teslaquila for? Although I suppose you don't know, because people bid on it. Maybe someone wants to pay $10,000 for that. Who knows? In July, they sold satin red gym short shorts.
Tesla did?
Yes, as a nod to investors who had shorted Tesla stock. Each pair was $69.42.
I see one going for $1,100, but it has no bids. And it says
buy it
now for $1,450, though.
Oh, so for around, that's still, I mean, you know, if you could have gotten more than two bottles of it, you'd be styling. I
found one for $900, but it's just the empty bottle.
Oh my God. I want
you
the tequila.
The drink. Wow.
That's
we
drank
so you're
this.
Telling
Here's
me
the bottle.
People paid $70 for Tesla branded dolphin shorts?
Yeah. Short
no
shorts.
Thanks.
Red gym short shorts. $69.42, but I think that was the actual, like, was that like a short price or something? There must be something behind that. Although maybe he just likes the number 69 and he likes 420. I don't know.
Well, those are fun numbers to play with, but
sure.
You know, guys can't wear those shorts. You'll see the tip.
So?
Well, that's not exactly, I don't know. To say to that, what do you mean? So
I don't know.
You can't go to the grocery store with the, you know, yourself
well,
hanging
you
out the bottom
in
of your
short
shorts.
Those are for working out, and things can flop around. Come on, in the Elon Musk world, he's got a kid.
Oh yeah,
named XAEA-X2.
How is the baby?
The baby's fine.
Good.
It's alive. They've kept it alive thus far. Grimes, though, is now, she's attention craving. She has now changed her own name. She now goes, her real name is Claire Boucher, or Butcher, one of those. she now goes by the letter C, lowercase, which she says is a reference to the speed of light. And her son goes by just X. So he's with a lady named C and he's got a son named X. So, and she basically is, whatever. She says, I've watched Apocalypse Now and stuff with my baby. He's into radical art. Like, he just actually is. I don't think it's problematic to engage them on that level. Okay, well, when you're up all night with the nightmares. The kid's not even a year old, right? And she's making him watch Apocalypse Now. Please stop.
You know, look, you know what's happening there. This is an accessory.
No doubt. And she's like, I'm so sick of this kid getting all the attention. I need to change my name to C and start saying weird crap about how I'm raising him.
You're so dumb.
For real.
That's what we were just talking about, this online life you're leading where you're making up come on, be real about it. Kids are super hard and they don't like high art. They're kids.
No, and they definitely don't like Apocalypse Now.
They're drooling on themselves. That's what they do.
No doubt.
That's
yeah, just because you're so brilliant and your husband's or your boyfriend's so brilliant.
You know what? I bet the kid will be brilliant, but babies are babies.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, that's the thing, you know, let the kid declare himself. Maybe later he's going to be all, you know, ranting and raving, writing a whole book about you guys and how you tortured him. That could happen.
That was a seventh kid, by the way. You know that, right?
His seventh.
Yeah, his seventh.
Yeah. You know, that was one of the most surprising things we found out in that whole thing was that he had all these other kids. Like, I had no idea.
I know. I was surprised by it, too.
Yeah.
You know where he's at, net worth?
Who? Elon?
Elon.
$3 billion.
I have no idea. Okay, $6 billion.
It says he's estimated at $94.9 billion.
Jesus,
on Forbes.
What?
On Forbes,
$94 billion.
Well, he has SpaceX and all the other stuff too, besides Tesla, yep. Right? So,
okay,
who knows? That guy's
that is quite a lot of money. Place.
And he's doing that boring company. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, remember when we were kids and $1 million seemed like a lot of money?
Yeah.
I wonder what our kids are going to be like. Billions. This guy's a trillionaire.
Well, you hear those stats right now, which, you know, if there's ever a worse stat to see as a general, you know, a person out in the general public is when they say 99% of the world's wealth is held by 200 people. And you just go, why, you mother.
And you can't pay your company workers a living wage or, you know.
There's got to come a point where you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to drop this. Let's let this trickle down a little more deeply since I couldn't spend this if I tried. Or, you know what? I've accumulated so much wealth, I'm going to give it all away. Okay, do that to the people who work for you.
Yeah. How about that? You know, reward loyalty and provide health care and quit with this part-time work stuff, you know?
What does that mean?
You know what it means, Dr. Phil. Michaela Spielberg. Let's check in over at Michaela Spielberg's place. She is she's the adopted child. She's not a child. She's 24. But she was adopted by Steven Spielberg and his wife, Kate Capshaw. And she's talking about her hardships, and she says right now she's never been happier. She is a sex worker. Mm. The end. She basically,
Michaela Spielberg's a sex worker, and she's a Spielberg.
She's Spielberg.
Wow.
Yeah. She's battled all kinds of mental illnesses, anxiety, depression, substance abuse. She was nearly homeless. I don't know if that's a tough love thing or she just didn't reach out. She was also arrested earlier this year. She had a domestic dispute with her then fiance, this guy named Chuck Pankow. He's a professional dart player. He's 27 years older than her. And she said she felt like she hadn't done the work she needed to do on herself. And she is in a much better place now. She's the newest star performer for ManyVids, an adult content platform run by Bella French. Do you know who Bella French is? What is this, like some icon of the porn world?
I've never heard that name.
They're putting it here like it's something I should recognize. She's shooting live and taped solo cam shows from her home in Nashville. Look, you know, these days it's tough for sex workers. COVID has certainly undermined the easy access of Johns. Anyway, she says she recognizes the privilege her name and background afford her in the adult community and beyond. And she says her parents are supportive of her work. Mm. I'm sure they're like, oh, boy.
Well.
She wants what she wants to do. She's doing what she wants to do. She wants
the bummer
to be
becomes
worker.
For parents, whether you approve or not, is if you find yourself losing access entirely.
Yes.
So you probably say, it's fine, let's talk about something else.
No, I'm not going to subscribe to your channel.
But you know what? That stuff at home seems super safe. It's not necessarily the thing you want out into the internets, you know, when you decide you want a different job and that's out there under your name. That's tough. That's a tough hurdle. But you're home. You're making money. Uh-huh. No one can hurt you. I mean, I don't know. I never use those cam shows, but they do seem wildly popular.
They certainly do. There's a book called The Girl in 6D or 6E or something.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
Did you read that?
I didn't.
It's good. She's a crazy bitch, and she's a sex worker, and it's her whole little, she figures out a whole, she turns into a sleuth. It's fantastic. And
oh,
totally,
what?
Totally realistic. Yeah. But she's a total cam girl. It's great.
Well, I think people really like that. I certainly think a lady by herself is awesome. Total turn on. Mm. Beautiful. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, she has all the toys and like stuff, Finny, if you're wondering. It's a good book. You were about to tell me about Bella French?
Bella French started off as a fashion designer of sorts, had a fashion company.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it got flooded, and then so she got into work. She realized that a lot of sex workers were very intelligent and didn't have control over their own content, and so she got into the cam girl business. And I forget what that company is called. Something Vids.
So it's a modern. Is it Many Vids?
Many Vids, correct.
That's what she says she's on there. Many Vids.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Someone who's looking out for the sex workers. Look, it's a legitimate. Bella French is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, look at her.
Ooh. Whoa.
Hello.
Hubba hubba.
And I guess I'll leave you with this. Mike Tyson is out doing some publicity for us.
She's a.
Well, she looks. She looks like she looks young. They fixed her up a little there.
No, I'm pretty sure she's young.
That's an interesting quote. Can we just someone write that down?
There's a little wizardry going on there.
She looks like she looks young. That's so perfectly put. It's really
picture.
Well done. You know what? Let's knock off for the day.
All right. You know what? You're right. That's going to do it. I'll save my Mike Tyson story for another day. All right. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Trouble at the Menlo Park School Board.
Uh-oh.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.